نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us amongst the best of creation. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah keep us in this world with Iman. May Allah take us from this world with Iman. And may Allah raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. My dear respected elders and brothers, our gathering here today is for the fikr of deen. That how deen can come into our lives and deen can come into the lives of the entire mankind. That Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has kept our success only in deen. There is no other way a person can achieve success in this dunya too and in the akhirat. Can only get success through deen. For this reason, my dear brothers, we have gathered here today. Ijtimaas take place. The object of the ijtima is for deen to come alive. The effort that we make before the ijtima, the gathering that takes place at the ijtima, and the jamaat that come out after the ijtima is all for the deen to come alive in the world. Should always keep this in mind. For this deen to come alive, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us an effort. And the effort was, my dear brothers, the effort of Dawud. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started giving Dawud, Allah ta'ala brought deen alive. With Dawud was Mujahada. That they had to give Dawud with sacrifice. When they made Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala jma'in, gave Dawud and made sacrifice. And the third thing, my dear brothers, they sacrificed their lives and they sacrificed their wealth and made hijrat. When these four things came into existence, then Allah ta'ala spread deen throughout the world. As long as this continued, deen spread. And when this stopped, deen started coming out of the lives of the people. First, deen stopped spreading. Second thing, deen started coming out of the lives of the people. And the third thing that happened, people left the fold of Islam. Irtidad took place. See? So as long as, my dear brothers, Dawud takes place with mujahada, with sacrifice, people sacrifice their lives and their wealth for deen and make hijrat, move from one place to another for the sake of deen only. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring deen alive in a person's lives and deen will spread. Deen will spread. So my dear brothers, our gathering here today is for this to come alive. See? These four things to come alive again in mankind, in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the first effort, my dear brothers, is that the effort on iman to correct the yaqeen of every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to move his yaqeen from makhluk to khaliq. Move his yaqeen from mal to amal, and move his yaqeen from this temporary world to the everlasting akhirat. As long as this is not corrected, then my dear brothers, a person will not be able to practice on complete deen. For a person to practice on complete deen, this first has to be corrected. His yaqeen in the heart. That the doer is only Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider, the doer of everything. He sees everything, he knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone does everything. Allah is independent, Allah is not in need of anybody. All the ibadat that we make, the entire ummah get together, mankind get together, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the best of worshippers. Allah Ta'ala's greatness and status, there will be no change in it. On the other side, if the entire creation get together and disobey Allah, then Allah's greatness and status won't decrease. See? Allah is Allah, and Allah is the doer of everything. We cannot move without the permission of Allah. We cannot breathe without the permission of Allah. We cannot see without the permission of Allah. We cannot hear without the permission of Allah. At the moment we're sitting here, we're only sitting here with the permission of Allah. We'll get up from here, we'll get up with the permission of Allah. Allah is the doer of everything. He's in complete control. This yaqeen has to enter our hearts. One is to say to the tongue, it's very easy. Very easy to say to the tongue. But it has to be sold from the bottom of our heart. I give this example always. When give one beggar a 10 rand. From his tongue he will say, what a wonderful person you are. How nice you are that you have given me this 10 rand. But from his heart he's saying, what a miser you are. You couldn't give me more. He said something with his tongue, and in his heart he's saying something else. So nowadays, my dear friends, when visitors come home and you had an appointment to go somewhere, or the family was supposed to go somewhere, so when the visitors come home, so from the tongue we'll say, oh, what a nice thing, mashallah, come, come, welcome, welcome. But in the heart we're saying, you couldn't find any time better to come. See? You know, I was supposed to go somewhere now. See? I was supposed to go somewhere. Now you came now, in his heart he's saying that. Likewise, my dear friends, we say something with our tongue, but are we saying it from the heart? When we say Allah is our creator, it's easy. Because my dear brothers, we can't create. Allah is the creator. Allah Ta'ala challenges in the Quran. That, oh, you and who you believe in, put together, try to create one fly. It's impossible. You won't be able to do it. So, okay, leave that too. Just take the food back that the fire has taken from you. And we know it's not possible that way. We are weak and the things that you worship is weak. So creation, my dear, it's easy to say Allah is our creator. Because you can't even create one strand of hair. But when it comes to Allah is our sustainer, Allah is our provider, there we will say Allah does. But immediately after we say Allah does, what we'll say? But. But. This but we have to take out from our iman. If we have to bring iman and yaqeen in Allah Jalla Jalalu without this but. Summa lam yartabu, without any doubt. That Allah alone is good. When a boy proposes to a girl, the father of the girl phones somebody and asks, how is this boy? So no, he's like this, he's like this, he's like this, he's like this, but. What the father will immediately say, leave all this, this, this. Give me the but story. What's the but? What's the weakness? See? Similarly, my dear brothers, see? We say Allah is the creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider. But, what we are saying? That there's a weakness in Allah. This iman Allah doesn't want. Summa lam yartabu, Allah wants iman without any doubt. Likewise, my dear brothers, yaqeen, only in the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our success, and in no other way. Any other tariqah, any other way will destroy us in this world too and in the akhirat. There is no buts. The way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only way. You have to negate every other way. The eye might be seeing that that way is showing us success. But my dear brothers, if my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in that way there is failure. On the other hand, the eye is showing us that in that way we're doing is might be failure in it. But my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is success in it, there is only success in it. And our elders give us an example. When a person, the hadith and mentions that the one who gives sadaqah, he is benefiting. And the one who takes interest, he is losing. The eye is seeing. The one who is giving sadaqah is losing. And the one who is taking interest is gaining. The eye is seeing. But my Nabi and your Nabi, what did he say? The one who gave sadaqah is gaining. And the one who takes interest is losing. So Mullah Umar Palanpuri rahmatullahi should give this example. The two people going to work. One person gave sadaqah, one person took interest. Both of them, the one who gave sadaqah every day, he should take a taxi to work. But on that day Allah Ta'ala made it such that he got a lift to work. And the one who gave took riba, took interest, on that day, every day he should take get a lift and go to work. But on that day, his lift left him. He had to pay and take taxi to work. The one who gave sadaqah and the one who took riba, both of them forgot their lunch at home. The one who gave sadaqah, when he got to work, somebody gave him hadiah, some food. And the one who took riba, he had to buy food. When they left home, the one who gave sadaqah, his child was sick. And the one who took riba, his child was well. When both of them returned home, the one who took sadaqah, his Allah Pak made his son well, and the one who took riba, Allah made his child sick. So my dear brothers, we can't see it with our naked eye. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, that there is success in that, then definitely there is success. And if we said there is failure in that, there is failure. This yaqeen has to enter our hearts. And lastly, my dear brothers, this yaqeen has to enter our hearts. This dunya is temporary. And akhirat is forever and ever. The effort that we make in this dunya should be for the akhirat, not for this dunya. Allah Jalla Jalalu did not send us in this world to prepare and beautify this dunya. Allah sent us in this world to prepare for the akhirat. Can you imagine a person, the object of a shoe is to keep the feet warm and keep it warm in winter and keep it cool in summer to protect the feet. But a person now goes to buy a shoe. He spends 20,000 rands on a pair of shoe. Why? To beautify his feet. What will call him? But you're mad. Object of shoe is not to beautify your feet, it's to protect your feet. My dears, we are doing the same thing. We're beautifying this dunya. We're beautifying the dunya with dunya. But Allah did not send us in this world to beautify dunya. Allah sent us in this world to beautify akhirat. Use our dunya to beautify the akhirat. That is why Allah sent us. That our time and our efforts and our wealth that Allah gave us, this has to be used to beautify our akhirat. So we have to have yaqeen in the akhirat. This was the life of Sahaba Ikram. Every step and every breath was for akhirat. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told the Tabi'een, O Tabi'een, you may be making more ibadat than Sahaba Ikram. You might be doing more than Sahaba Ikram, but you can never be equal to Sahaba Ikram. Why? Because Sahaba Ikram kept akhirat in front of them and lived their lives, and you keep dunya in front of you and live your lives. This was, my dear friend, the time of Tabi'een. Ask ourselves at this moment, how do we live our life? When we get up in the morning, what fikr is the first thing? When we're going to sleep, what is the fikr in the evening? And if we're not making fikr for ourselves, then I'm making fikr for my children's dunya. And if not for my children's dunya, Allah forgive my grandchildren's dunya. You forgot that I'm going now to the akhirat. I have to prepare for the akhirat, but I'm making fikr for my grandchildren's dunya. My dear brothers, yaqeen of the akhirat has to come into our hearts. Our morning must be with the fikr of akhirat, and our evening must be with the fikr of akhirat. So for this reason, my dear brothers, we have to make the effort of deen. To correct this before death, this whole efforts are taking place. The effort of da'wat and tabligh is to correction of the yaqeen of ours. And together with that, that we are the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are no ordinary people. We are no businessmen, professionals, teachers, doctors, lawyers. No, my dear brothers. We should never even regard ourselves as this. But we are the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's the difference between the ummati and the rest? An ummati, wherever he goes, he'll do business, he'll be a professional, he'll be a doctor, he'll be a lawyer. But wherever he's going, he goes with a nigah that how Allah can make me the sabab of hidayat. That how I can benefit others. How others can come close to deen because of me. See? This is the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He does not look at anybody in this with this eye, that how I can get benefit from the people. How I can get benefit from people. But he goes with this nigah, with this eyesight, that how I can benefit others, how I can become the sabab of hidayat for others. For this reason, my dear brothers, ijtimaas take place. And ijtima is not only about gathering of people. That's the last part. But such an effort is made from now, when the ijtima will be announced, right till the ijtima takes place. Such an effort is made that we go from person to person, from house to house, giving da'wat of the six qualities of deen. And making tashkil of the people, that from every home, a baligh male comes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is before the ijtima, not from the ijtima. That such an effort is made, that 100% of the baligh male in our area perform 5 times salah in the masjid, and the women perform 5 times salah in their homes on time. Such an effort is made, that in every home, the amal of da'wat, ta'lim, ibadat and khidmat becomes alive. This is the purpose of ijtima. The ijtima is only an excuse. But the effort before ijtima is the asal. The real thing is the effort before the ijtima. The ijtima might be announced in a certain place, but every area, every town, every village should go back with this fikr, that with the excuse of the effort of ijtima, we're going to make such an effort that 100% deen comes alive in our areas. This is the purpose. That every baligh male goes out in the path of Allah. Every baligh male becomes the 5-time namazi. In every home, da'wat, ta'lim, ibadat and khidmat comes alive. With this coming into existence, my dear brothers, Allah the Jalla Jalalu's help will come. The purpose again, my dear brothers, the object is for deen to come alive. It's not about a number game. The 20,000, 10,000, 15,000 people came for the ijtima. But my dear brothers, it is about deen coming alive. Deen coming alive. And together with his effort, dua, begging and crying from Allah. Because the doer is Allah. He'll only make this into existence. But during the day we will try, and during the night we will cry. During the day we will try, and during the night we will cry. My dear brothers, ijtima is not about becoming famous, mashur banna. Ijtima is not about that. Ijtima is not about showing off to the people, oh, see how big our ijtima is. Ijtima is not about that. Ijtima is about deen coming alive. We keep it how? Simple. But my dear, deen must come alive. Having a very famous ijtima and gathering thousands of people, but the objective is not fulfilled. So what's the fayda? Keeping the objective in front of us. That's why Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahab, Tamil Barakatu, my dear, mentions nowadays over and over, Amal bighair maqsad, an act without an objective becomes a rasam and riwaj. An act without an objective becomes a rasam and riwaj, becomes a custom. Ijtima is not a custom, it's not a ritual. There's an objective in front. We should be keeping that objective in front of us and doing the ijtima. That the ijtima's objective gets fulfilled. If we had 20% of people reading salah in our town before the ijtima, and we went to up to 50% after the ijtima, then we have objective. We have fulfilled certain part of that objective. We had, my dear brothers, 20 houses doing ta'aleem before the ijtima. Now we've got 100 homes doing ta'aleem in the home, ta'aleem now in our area, homes doing ta'aleem, then we have fulfilled the objective. 20% of the people spend time in the path of Allah before the ijtima. Now from the ijtima, we made such an effort. Now alhamdulillah, 100 people went out in the path of Allah. This is it. There should be a target in front of us. Should be moving towards that target. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, my dear brothers. That we fulfill this. We fulfill the objective of the ijtima. And regarding that, my dear brothers, the objective of the ijtima, one of the things which is the jaan of the ijtima, the life of the ijtima, is the jamaats coming out before the ijtima. The jamaats coming out before the ijtima. So my dear brothers, we want every zone, every halka, we got 20 halkas in Natal. Then inshallah, minimum, before the ijtima, they take out two jamaats of chilla jamaats. If the two chilla jamaats come out, minimum, we'll have 40 jamaats before the ijtima. And one foreign jamaat from every halka. So you got 20 foreign jamaats coming out before the ijtima. Beside that, my dearest, making fikr for 4 months IPB. 4 months foreign, 4 months pedal. That how we can take out jamaats. Alhamdulillah, we have set a date. Actually, today was the date for a pedal jamaat to come out. But because of our weakness, the jamaat is not coming out. Inshallah, we hope in the first week of June, a 4 months pedal jamaat will come out after Eidul Adha. All of us have to make fikr for this also. Like that, my dear brothers, the masturat jamaats. The ladies coming out in the path of Allah also, to make fikr for our ijtima also. So all these takazas are there. Like that, my dear brothers, our 3-day jamaat should increase. Many 3-day jamaats to come out, to go to places where jamaats don't reach. The Banjar Ilakas, to go and spend three days in those areas giving da'wat for the ijtima. You hear the Kal Guzari, the month of Ramadan, many jamaats went out. You get shocked, my dear brothers. That in the month of Ramadan, people are openly not fasting. Not that they don't know fasting is not the month of Ramadan. Knowing that it is the month of Ramadan, but because there is no environment in that area, they are not fasting. People are not performing salah in the month of Ramadan. So how much effort has to be made, especially in the Banjar Ilakas, in the remote areas of our province. The jamaats have to reach there. So all these takazas we've got in front of us. My dear brothers, again, the ijtima, wherever it is announced, it is not the ijtima of that place. It is my ijtima. It is my ijtima. And I got to make effort for that ijtima. I should be seeing that how I can make, give maximum time for the effort of these two. For this reason, my dear brothers, all of us make niyat, inshallah. And be ready to come out nakat in the path of Allah also. Nakat. Nakat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear brothers, inshallah, now the brothers will be coming front and they'll be putting their eyes forward where the istima should be and so forth. We humbly request, my dear brothers, that we keep the adab of mashwara in front of us when we're doing it. Don't cut people's rise, let people speak, inshallah. And time allocation has been given, so inshallah we follow that and by just listen attentively to the people, what they are saying, and giving their rise.
May Allah accept our coming here. It's a great sacrifice for many on a Sunday morning when they are resting to come here, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept. When we sit for a fikr, all of us have got one fikr in mind, Allah Ta'ala brings it into existence also. One great alim asked Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, what do you want to achieve through this work of Da'wat and Tabligh? What do you want to achieve? It was something new. There was no Da'wat and Tabligh. What do you want to achieve? What was his reply? The object of my effort is that we make such an effort that we bring deen back, we take deen back to the level which was left by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba Ikram. The object of my effort is to take deen back to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was the level of deen at that time? The level of deen at that time was such that according to Mufti General Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, one person in Madinah Munawwara would worry about the welfare and the well-being of the 99% of the people. 1%. One will worry about 99. Worry about the whole lot. If there were 120,000 Sahaba at that time, one person will worry about 119,000 Sahaba. And conversely, all of them would worry about one Sahabi. What is the meaning of that? In Urdu we call it bhaichara. Love and affection amongst themselves. And this is primarily because what environment was in Madinah Munawwara, what environment was in Masjid in Nabiyullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the similar environment was in every home of Madinah Munawwara. There was no such thing as environment in Masjid is something else and environment at home is something else. It's all one. All one. All were brothers and sisters. That type of effort was made. Now, what was happening in Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Ikram? Basically, there were four amals taking place there in the Masjid. There was no fifth amal. Only four amals were taking place there. Number one, the most important amal was amal of da'wat. All the time, the masjid was open, Masjid Nabi alayhi salatu salam was open 24 hours during the time of Rasulullah sallam. The doors would not close, they were always open. People would come from neighboring areas, from far distances, from the countryside, because they've heard about Islam, they've heard about the coming of the new prophet. So they wanted to see for themselves. Sometimes the chiefs of the area would send a delegation. You go and see for yourself and then come and report to me. What is happening? What is this new religion that has come about? So they have come there to inquire about the deen. So the first thing that was taking place was the amal of da'wat was taking place. Whatever little was revealed of the deen at that time, that was being explained to the people who had come from far and wide. Not only that, besides this da'wat, besides giving them da'wat and explaining the beauty about Islam, they also made the khidmat also. All those who came from far and wide, the men folk were accommodated in the masjid. Food was provided for them. They were taken care of. And the delegations would come with ladies also. Ladies and children would come also. And those ladies and children would stay in the homes of the Sahaba Ikram. And the ladies, the Sahabiya, will explain to them about the deen. Explain to them everything. And we know of instances where the Rasulullah sent people to the houses of the Sahaba Ikram and there was no food in the house. What sacrifice? Whatever they had, they gave. They gave preference to others over themselves. That was the mahal. And it has been recorded in the books of history that at night, after the Isha Salah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would lean against Ustuwan al-Wufud. Ustuwan is a pillar where he would receive delegations. That pillar is right adjoining the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now it's been covered, you can't see it now because they've got bookshelves there. But before that we could see. We also lean against it sometimes. So that he used to lean against the Ustuwan al-Wufud and he would give them hidayat. Sometimes he would receive delegations, sit down there. When send jamaat out from there, he will give them hidayat, how to spend time. And then at night, the last thing, last tashkil he would make is this, who is prepared to take how many people to his house for meals or for the night? If there are no ladies in the house, how many people will take so many people for the night to accommodate them and look after them? So it has been recorded that up to 80 people were sent to a home, one house. 80 people. How big, how palatial homes they were? How many bedrooms, how many lounges, how many dining rooms? Simple homes. One room, two rooms, three rooms, whatever, they sleep in the courtyard. They would look after them and feed them as well, serve them meals as well. So, the khidmat was taking place for those who came. Those who came to the masjid, their khidmat was made. And the third amal that was taking place there was the amal of learning and teaching. Those who came, those who embraced Islam, they were taught the basics. Whatever was revealed at that time, up to that point, was explained to them and they were taught that. In other words, in the masjid, there were halkas of learning and teaching. Those who knew would teach those who didn't know. So there were halkas of learning and teaching taking place all the time. People were curious. They need to know. Talim halkas are taking place. Then also, some were engaged in zikr and dua, some in talim, whatever. These are the amals that are taking place. First one was dawat. Second was learning and teaching. Third one was khidmat. Fourth one was ibadat. Sahaba were always, anybody entered the masjid, they'll get impressed with what was taking place. Everybody was in some form of ibadat. When prisoners were brought to Madinah Munawwara, they were tied to the pillar just outside the masjid, outside Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, tied to the pillar there. One pillar was called Ustuwana Osara. They were tied to that pillar. For 3 days, a prisoner was brought, tied to the pillar. That pillar was in such a position that from there he could see what's happening inside the masjid. 3 days. He was only released for his necessities. At the end of 3 days, he was released. You are free. But what happened? Invariably, after seeing what was happening in Masjid of Salat Islam, he would accept Islam. No dawat was given to him. Nothing. He saw Islam in a practical form. And he said, take me for a bath and I want to accept Islam. Actions speak louder than words. People have heard about Islam. Now they want to see Islam in us. How are we going to project Islam to the masses? It's through these amals, 4 amals that are taking place. Dawat, learning and teaching, zikr and ibadat and khidmat. These are the 4 dawat that are taking place. If one person was sick in Madinah, everybody would worry about him, like dwarf. Visitors come, it is said that Medina was en route from people going from the south, from Makkah, Mukarramah, and all those areas towards the north, towards Sham, towards Syria, all these places, from the route. The Ansars were so hospitable that it is said that sometimes the caravans would have no time to have meals. They have no time to have meals. So they would, on the animals, they would ride on the animals, and they had what they call like a dish, a bucket system, basket system of food hanging from the tree there. They go eat from the food in the basket, and you move on the journey. That's the level of ikram that was made there. Now this is what Maulana Ilyasa wants to bring. This is the level he wants us to bring. The entire world. Now we can imagine. Let's imagine now what a huge mission this is. Where do we start? How do we do it? None other way. No other way than the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why we are having the istima. That is why we are having the istima. The istima, in the istima, there's no other amal besides the four amals that took place in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing more than that. There's no amal. First amal is dawat. Dawat in the form of bayans being given from the stage. Bayans about iman, yaqeen, dawat. Then learning and teaching also takes place in the istima. And that is 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll have halkas of talim, learning and teaching, fazail amal, and in different languages. I mean, alhamdulillah, South Africa now has become, the demography has changed. People from different nations of the world are settling down here. You find huge numbers of, we just come from the istima in Johannesburg, there were hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of Somalians there, Ethiopians there, Malawians there. So they have talim in different languages. So learning and teaching takes place, talim takes place in different languages. Second one. Third one, zikr and ibadat. Imagine on the grounds where the istima takes place, sometimes it's soccer field, cricket field, whatever it is. On those grounds, tents are put up and people are making namaz there on the ground. It is said that that ground on which Allah's zikr is made, namaz takes place, it boasts of the land around it. To say, look at on me, people have remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made zikr and dua there. Zikr will take place. People will engage in dua, in crying, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People getting up at tahajjud. See, get up in the night and see what people are doing in the main tent there. People are reading tahajjud salah and they're crying for who? For you and me. And then khidmat. Khidmat is also taking place there. By way of having meals tents. So nobody has to worry about bringing his own food to the istimaga. Because of a jamaat here, they're in charge, they're doing a sterling job for the past, we don't know how many years, providing meals. Of course, you pay for your meals at a reasonable price. You won't even get that at that price anywhere in town also. Meals are being provided for you so that you concentrate on the work, on the object for which you have come to the istima. You don't worry about preparing your own food. And of course, we have tuck shops. Sometimes people, the object of our tuck shop, please understand, and we're making it clear, this is from day one, that the object of the tuck shop is not to use the proceeds of the profits from the tuck shop for the cost of the istima. We don't depend on that. If we don't have anything, no problem. Istima takes care of itself. In the early days, in the early 70s, and from that days onwards, quite often we suffered losses. We had deficits. So Bhai Pajar Ramatullah used to tell me, right, we had a list of a few brothers in different towns. I would phone them. And those days, what was our deficit? Do you know? 12,000 rand, 10,000 rand. Istima deficit those days. A lot of money. People were earning 100 rands a month. The earnings were 100 rands a month, 200 rands a month. So that deficit, I would phone different people. We know who to phone. Our people who are involved in the work, who are fikr and who have a big heart, and we would fulfill the shortfall. Here too, the object of the istima and the tuck shops is not to make profit. If the tuck shop doesn't give us 1 cent profit, inshallah, the cost of the istima will be paid for, inshallah. So the object is not to make profit. We have meals, we have tuck shops. Why we have tuck shops? Why? Because sometimes the food is not palatable, sometimes some people can't eat the type of food, so they want to eat something else. So they go to the tuck shop. Our tuck shops are not open all the time. 1 hour after the bayan starts, then we open the tuck shops for those people who feel that they need to have some diabetics. Diabetics need food all the time. So these four amals are taking place in the ijtima. Is there any fifth amal taking place there? No. Sometimes it does. Fifth amal sometimes takes place. You know what? Children playing football, they're playing cricket on the fields there. Children are playing on the grounds there. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he was about to leave the world, he called Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. Beta, is kaam aisa hai, agar isko kaam ko kaam banayenge to kaam banega, agar khel banayenge to khel jaise kaam khatam ho jayega, jaise khel khatam hota hai, kaam bhi khatam ho jayega. He said, my son is handing over the imarat, the amirship of the whole world to one of his son, Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, and tell him, my dear son, if you're going to make this work, it'll become a work. It'll become a work and it'll last. But if you take it like a game, like games and play, then it'll end up just like how games end. Games don't play forever. 90 minutes is soccer, few days is for cricket, and it ends after that. So, this, now that's why we say, please, don't bring children to the istimaga. Istimaga is not for children. Under the age of 15, please don't bring. Sometimes we find busloads of people coming to the istima, and they are young kids, whole bus full of kids there. Under the age of 15, some are 10, 11 years old. See? Don't make that kind of tashkil. We don't want numbers, brothers. Our elders told us, please adhere to the age limit of 15 plus. Bring them. If you feel your son is mature enough, you can look after him at the age of 14, no problem. But the limit is 15 years. So this is what the istima is all about. Now, why we bring everybody there to the istima? So that for these 2 days, 48 hours or so, we engage in those amals, we try to remember those amals, and when we go back to our localities, we'll make our masjids like the istimas. Istimas are like the Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and our houses, our masjid will be like the istimas. The four amals that are taking place today after Isha, locked, burglars. If the whole, we are trying to make such effort, see this 2.5 hours we're talking about, 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours, give 2.5 hours, 8 hours a day. The whole idea is not that. The idea is that we make such effort that we distribute our time in such a way that you can give 2 hours, 8.5 hours, whatever it is, but the masjid must be occupied with amals 24 hours of the day. That is the object. Not for just few hours. Not to have burglar alarms and securities and things like that. It's there because we are not there. So it says, inshallah, we'll make effort. We'll attend the istima, we'll learn whatever is the istima, bring it to the masjid and bring it to our homes also. The four amal must take place in our homes also. See, especially the amal of talim, fazail amal talim. If you have at home, I was listening to the bayan that all the fitnas that are coming into homes, through different holes in our homes, different homes, through talim in our fazail amal, all those holes will get blocked and no fitna will come into our homes. It's not a small thing. Today the husband is very, very pious, like a big buzruk. And look at the condition of the wife, look at the condition of the children. What effort is being made? The solution to that is the fazail amal talim. So my dear brothers, enough time has been taken. So now we're going to make muzakara, we're going to make decisions, inshallah, we'll try to make decisions. We're going to ask who's ready for istima. And before you do that, we'd like you people, should ask them to separate according to the zones? Huh? Imran? Not necessary. Not necessary. Okay. So please, one person from each area who's asking for an istima, I don't want everybody to stand, so we just want to have an idea who wants an istima. So one person from that area has to stand up and just stand up, remain standing, so that we know who is asking for istima. Newcastle, Mufti Sahib from Newcastle. Durban Berya. Any other area? Sherwood. Sherwood and Berya, two different, eh? Together. Ekche, all right. Anybody else? Ji. Shepston. MashaAllah, three of you. Anybody else? So three areas asking for istima. So three of you, please, the spokesman can come forward, please. Who will be the first one? Brothers, just to remind you that we're going to ask you, you're going to put your request for the istima. Remember, this is not a bid. How people bid, have the Olympics in our country, have the World Cup in our country. This is not a bid, and we decide on the majority. This is what Allah Ta'ala puts in the hearts of the shura of your province. What Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart, they will decide. And when decision is made, we have to be happy. And all of us should say, even those who bid, whatever decision is made, they must say, no, we are also for it. Say, inshallah. Ji. Come the front. Okay.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My respected friends and brothers, every one of us, of course, sitting here with a fikr and a concern, and that is the revival of Deen, not just in Durban, not just in KZN, but the entire world for that matter. And as has been beautifully reiterated from this morning and even from before, every single halaqa and gathering of Deen, whether it is Alhamdulillah here or any part of the world, is with that one particular objective. What we are simply discussing, whether it is my presentation, whether it is my brothers from the northern part of this province or the southern part of this province, is merely discussion of azaim, intentions, as well as intizam, what we could possibly do to host this event. But the objective is one. The objective is a united one. And we are standing here, Alhamdulillah, with that particular appeal that this ijtima is for the entire ummah, although I may be speaking on behalf of Birya or Sherwood or any particular part of the world. This, Alhamdulillah, is similar to a replay what we had last year, but bygones is bygones. But Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to be in this position and to discuss this important fikr once again. And wherever an opportunity arises, like another year, another 10 years, where another opportunity of salah, another opportunity of sawm has existed in the life of a mu'min, of a believer, it's a rahmah, a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala also gave us the opportunity to take 11 minutes and 30 seconds out of Newcastle's bid, because Alhamdulillah, that's the badla that we gave them last year. So Allah ta'ala granted this opportunity once again. Alallah ilhamd, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all praise. But Alhamdulillah, these are our ikhwan, our brothers, and are all sitting with one particular fikr, Alhamdulillah. We represent the greater Overport Birya area, which these days extends all the way from, you could say, the beachfront to Westville.
Sorry, I'm off to interrupt. All the ulama ikram, please come to the front.
Sorry, ulama hazrat jo hai.
Ulama ikram, please.
Aage aajao, inshallah. Wherever you from, whichever localities.
I would like our ulama to be front.
Ya ulama, ya ikhwan, min ayy mantika wa min ayy balad, tafadhalu ya ikhwan.
Come front, inshallah. We are behind the ulama ikram. We can't be in front of the ulama ikram. Come. Mawlana Hashim.
Agat Avija.
Mawlana.
Badda ulama jubiya che. Agat Avija.
Come front.
All the ulama, kindly come front, inshallah.
I don't want to call up my names now. Come,
mashallah,
come,
mashallah. Indeed, the ulama, the shan, and the blessings of our gathering over here, and they should be right in front, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward, inshallah, mashallah.
Mufti Muhammad, come close.
Eboli sahab, sharmai ni.
All ulama ikram.
Avijah, avijah.
Come, all ulama ikram.
Motto admi cha, avijah.
Sorry to interrupt you, but it's important that ulama in front are with us. Come.
Mashallah. So we represent, Alhamdulillah, this area here, all the way from the beach to Westville, from the northern areas here to the southern areas. But when it comes to the demography, not just the KZN demography, but the national demography of Muslims concentrated in an area, you will not get an area like Birya anywhere in the Western world, the English-speaking world for that matter. You've got 9 hospitals that are run, managed by Muslims in this area. How many hundreds of doctors, professionals, and you've got one of the oldest masajid in the area, in the suburban area, Glenner Road Masjid, the Sufi Masjid, 1906. Established when? 1906. Gray Street or whatever may have come before, that's town, we're familiar with it. But 1906 right here, and the Imam, by the way, Hafiz Uwais Saab gives us salams and he couldn't make it today. But Alhamdulillah, he is also supportive of our time here. We've got a student demography, we've got a professional demography, we've got demography from across the world, the Muslim world especially. If you could come to this part of the world, you'll be hard-pressed not to find a person from Libya, from Tunisia, from any of the Arab or non-Arabic speaking countries right here with our own demography. We've got different tabakas in this area, the student tabaka. Every one of you from different areas, if you started this work of tabligh, alhamdulillah, in your student life, very likely you started from here. From whether it was this college or that college or UKZN or what was Howard later on, you started your introduction in this particular part of the world. We've got the student demography right here. So this is part of our efforts, alhamdulillah. And of course, we may talk about the area. Nobody is a stranger to this area. The area of the confluence between just Sparks Road and Brickfield Road, that demographic alone, and the amount of Muslim traffic in that area alone, you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere in the country for that matter that sees such a confluence of Muslims from different parts of the world. And alhamdulillah, the fikr needs to be brought here to this part of the dunya, this part of KZN, so that we can benefit. An important part of any ijtima discussion is not simply about the area itself. This is not to sell Birya, Overport or Sherwood or property or anything over there. But rather to present what is the azaim and the fikr. An important part of the discussion, as I said, is of course the site itself. Then where do we hope to host this ijtima to begin with? Because obviously from a logistical point of view, it has to be feasible, it has to be viable. Alhamdulillah, a number of years earlier, 2013, the same venue was used just here down the road, and everybody can remember that ijtima, alhamdulillah, with great fondness. Every ijtima, alhamdulillah. But this particular one is a turning point for many who made khidmat in that area. People who might not have been directly connected to tabligh, but who spent hours and hours of their time months before to come on the site itself. And today, alhamdulillah, their families and themselves are connected to this work of deen. So the site itself, alhamdulillah, I will ask one of our satis and our brother over here very briefly to come and talk about the site itself, inshallah.
So the same site which was used in 2013 and 2017, right? The Tills Crescent facility attached to the Sparks City School. Alhamdulillah, both the grounds and the Sparks State has improved. Much work has been done by the municipality. And this time around, there's much more area which can be used, which is unusable in previous years. They've done repairs to the sewer lines, and they've done repairs to the stormwater as well. All right, so that facility is approximately 30,000 square meters. And because of the 38,000, right? And attached to it, we usually had a shuttle system feeding from all the schools, working to drop the passages on and off. So this year also we have secured five schools and six areas altogether. The Kelfing grounds, which is our 7,000 square meters, Oport Secondary 5,000, Hartley 4,000, Rich Park 12,000, DUT 14,000, and SRS 2,000. All right, so about 3,000 cars can park in there, and we also make arrangements for buses. And with the shuttle service, this will work as effective as it worked in 2013, inshallah. So we're proposing for Oport, right, the word is Oport, right? We're calling Oport for this, the site we're proposing, inshallah. Permissions have been received from the Ituri municipality, from the Durban Central Local Football Association, and from all these which I mentioned now, the schools and the DUT. A written permission has already been received.
Jazakumullah khairan, inshallah. Also, a part of the ijtima, of course, is the azaim and the fikr, that what is intended to be done, besides the site itself, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers from the area of Overport itself,
not co-opted from all around the world, but from Alhamdulillah, who are residing and living within the area of the Ijtima itself, to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we fondly refer to as the Azaims prior to the Ijtima. The taqazas from the Ijtima will Alhamdulillah be on its place, and that is decided and given to every area as regularly. But what is going to be done before the actual Ijtima itself? By Zaid Ajam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, Saatis, alhamdulillah, we sat down, we made some fikr. So, inshallah, on the 10th of May, we've got a 4-month Trichilab Jamaat is getting ready. From now till the Ijtima, inshallah, we made azaim of 11 Chilla Jamaats. And we've got 20 10-day Jamaats that are getting ready, inshallah. Obviously, the holidays are coming. Concerning our Masturat, we've got 1-by-1 Chilla Masturat Jamaat and 4 10-day Masturat Jamaats. Then obviously, before the Ijtima, our ulama ikram, the khawas, the professionals, etc., we're making here to take out 1,500 jamaats, minimum 103 day jamaats. Inshallah, it will be more than that. So these are the azaims before the Ijtima. And from the Ijtima, inshallah, we're making here for 30 brothers for 4 months. And inshallah, maybe another 10 chilla jamaats. And obviously, our door-to-door effort, looking at our areas, we've got like maybe 3,500 plus in the Sherwood Halka, looking at Glennon Road, Henry Road, Musgrave, and the greater, we'll say, Morningside area, that's Innes, etc., that's plus minus another 2,000 homes. So you look at about plus minus 5,000 homes, living alone. If you look at town, the stats are maybe close to 13,000 individuals / families, where our brothers from the foreign countries. So we are looking at the door-to-door effort, increasing it, and we're making it, inshallah, to cover all these homes by getting more and more jamaats coming to this area, and we will make full nusrat, inshallah. So these are the plans, like how Maulana Abdul Qadir Qaji Sahib always says, Jesi niyat, Wesi barkat. So this is the niyat we are making, inshallah Allah will give us a barkat. So this is the azaim for our tashkil, and this is what we present, inshallah, we will be giving for towards the Ijtima, inshallah.
Also, alhamdulillah, it's noted that prior to the Ijtima, over the years, many, many jamaats, 3 days, businessmen, have come out from various masjid. And alhamdulillah, our main coordinator, Mullah Shabir Sahib, is seated over here, inshallah, towards the end. Mullah Shabir Sahib will give a few minutes as well regarding that particular discussion. Bhai Tufail Sahib, kaha hai? Ab bataya, sir, kya hai, sir? Wahi, sir. Bhai, kwaan
hai, sahib?
Inshallah. Allah Ta'ala kabul kare, inshallah. Another part, of course, of the fikr and the concern is the students' effort. With the fitan and the corruption that is out there in society today, and it will only get worse as the time gets closer and closer to Qiyamah, that this effort of da'wat and tabliq is an absolute necessity in protecting the iman, the a'mal, the identity. You can give how many different descriptions to a mu'min, to a believer, especially a young mu'min between the ages of 14, 15, all the way to 20, 21, and even beyond, even a senior person for that matter. So we, alhamdulillah, have to make a special effort on our students as well. The Ijtima in August, of course, will be just after a very important school holiday of June, July. And therefore, as a result, alhamdulillah, what is going to be the student fikr and the student efforts that are going to take place prior to the, not after, but prior, before rather, to the Ijtima. Prior, after the Ijtima is another discussion on its own. But what's going to be done in June, July, as a lead up to the Ijtima itself? Alhamdulillah, we have Hafiz Abdurrahman Kirsani Sahib, who will speak, inshallah, on behalf of the students, and this will be the tertiary and the students as well. Hafiz Abdurrahman, born in Los Angeles, moved to South Africa at a young age of 12, a graduate from Al-Falah College, studying at UKZN, Amir of the MSA at UKZN as well. He's in the master's program at Maritime Law, and alhamdulillah, has been making good effort in the last few weeks in a lead up to the site itself, as well as rallying the students in order to get their involvement, their commitments, their azaim to make jamaats in June, July as a lead up to our August Ijtima as well. Hafiz Abdurrahman. And Ziad also. Ziad Nasser, who will also, inshallah, present as well. Ziad is a student right here in Hilal Markaz.
Ziyad originally hailed, he's the son of Sheikh Ashraf Nasib Saab, our former neighbor of our Markaz over here, who's the head of WAMI South Africa School in Al Falah, and Alhamdulillah Orient as well, and now studying engineering at UKZN. And Alhamdulillah Hafiz Ziyad is basically a product right here of our masjid, right here with his hifs and growing up in the area itself. Both of them will make a presentation inshallah on behalf of the students.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Inshallah, we're making darkhas on behalf of thousands of students of Overport and surrounding areas. Within a 5 to 10 kilometer radius, Overport is home to two of the largest Muslim schools, alhamdulillah, namely Al Falah College, as Munasa mentioned, and Orient Islamic School, housing over 1,000 students each. Not to mention the smaller Islamic schools, Islamic home schools, the prestigious secular white schools, such as Durban High School, and host approximately 200 Muslim students. Clifton and Westville hosting over 200 students each, alhamdulillah. The government schools as well host a large number of Muslim students. Lastly, as Mona mentioned, I represent the Muslim Students Association of UKZN campuses, DUT campuses, varsity colleges, as well as Muslim-run private institutions. On UKZN campuses alone, alhamdulillah, we host over 1,000 students residing in the Overport areas and surrounding areas. There's some shakal, some effort of dawah within UKZN campuses. With our efforts of ghash, mulaqats, talim and amal, effort is also being carried out among school students as well. But rather, however, my dear brothers, to keep the potential thriving here, we require a catalyst. There's no better catalyst than the Ijtima granting us the catalyst we require to keep our ongoing fikr alive. We humbly request our elders to confer the responsibility of the Ijtima on Overport for the year 2025. This will be a great benefit to the potential of youngsters in our areas, with the tashkil of 20 10-day jamaats carrying out from our final year matric students and our students in tertiary institutions, inshallah.
الحمد لله إن منطقة دربن الكبرى تضم مجتمعا كبيرا ناطقا بالعربية يتكون من المصريين والليبيين والفلسطينيين واللبنانيين بالإضافة إلى عدد قليل من الجنسيات العربية الأخرى وبفضل الله يتميز الشباب العربي في هذه المنطقة بحضوره الفعال وتأثيره الكبير وهو العمود الفقري في نشر اللغة العربية وخدمة الدين بين المجتمع نيابة عن الشباب الناطقين بالعربية في دربنا الكبرى نتقدم إلى الشورى الموقرة بطلبنا هذه نرجو منكم التكرم بالموافقة على إقامة الاجتماع لعام 2025 في منطقة أوفوبوت We kindly confer the shura to allow the اجتماع of 2025 to be in Overport.
Of course, the area of Overport is home to many, many professionals. One can't even count. Back in the day when we were doing stats in 2010, 2011, we already counted 300 doctors, 350 accountants. Today it must be much, much more. And the professionals surrounding this area here, and especially those in the medical fraternity, because of the presence of many famous hospitals in the area are plenty. And alhamdulillah, because of the barakah of the ijtima that we had in 2013, we will be alhamdulillah, pleasantly surprised. This is bi-ithnillah, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of those professionals that worked on the site before came to the purposes or for the purposes of khidmah on the site weeks before? Not only started performing salah, but the effort of the ijtima was visible in their services as well. To a point that any person, any mu'min, any believer that comes for treatment can't afford it or whatever. The softness that was created, the sense of khidmah and service that was extended towards the ummah has been shown in so many of these professionals as a result of the last ijtima. And we hope that this coming ijtima right here in Overport will also see an enlivenment in that tabqa as well, which is an important component of the Muslim community here in South Africa. You know, to represent the tabaqa, we've got numerous sitting here right amongst us, even amongst our workers as well. But we've got by Rafiq Balam Saab, who's here, and by Rafiq Balam, he is the principal of Hartley Road, a very important school right here in our area here, that has always, alhamdulillah, come to the front of being a khidmah venue of ijtima and any dini activity taking place in the area, by Rafiq Saab.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah. I agreed to talk because I said at least in principle I know that the ijtima will be in Durban. In principle. But subject to the shura of the elders, inshallah. Our request to our shura is that we consider Durban Overport to host the 2025 KZN ijtima. The last ijtima was in 2017. So it's 8 years ago now. And inshallah, as teachers, I like to work alphabetically. So I know there are three people who are vying for the Ishtima. No area with A has put their hands up. No area with B. No area with starting with C. But I know Durban starts with D, inshallah. Now amongst our reasons are that Durban is, as the previous speaker said, a very densely populated area, vast range of nationalities, Islamic school, Darul Uloom, Maktabs, Muslim residences and business, and the Ijtima will have an immense effect and a positive impact on all the tabqas. Secondly, schools are a reflection of the society. Whatever happens in schools, the learners have problems, etc., it goes back to the home. And as teachers, we know that many a time the children's problems or the emotional experience is based what happens at home. And what happens at home is the reason is lack of ta'lim, Allah consciousness and deen. I think an ijtima that will take place in Durban will impact positively on all the households. As we said, we at Harty Road Primary School, we have always supported the ijtima and all religious gatherings. So our chairperson, Mr. Hussain Bayat, has also pledged his full support for the ijtima and whatever infrastructure that the school has. Then on a more symbolic note, you know, Till's Crescent and the Markaz have things in similarities. Till's Crescent. Markaz, Hilal, Crescent, on Crescent Street. So that is another indication for them to consider, inshallah. And lastly, one of the great awliya of our time, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab, he says, we live in Durban, right? What is the meaning of Durban? He said two components. One is dar and one is ban. And what he said is, agar ham Allah se darenge, if we have fear of Allah, to ek insan ban jaoge, you will become. So dar and ban. So the thing is, if the shura considers the ijtima coming to Durban, wherever you live in the world, you attend this ijtima, you'll become a dar ban wala, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Brothers, we are coming to the end of our presentation over here, but we have to include, alhamdulillah, a very important aspect of tabligh anywhere in the world, and that is the demographic, the Muslim demographic of our country and its representation. And in our city of Durban, Overport in particular, the representation of the Ummah's demographic is absolutely visible, as I alluded to earlier on. And this is an important part of our work going forward, looking at not only professional student tabakas, but people coming from different parts of the world who have made South Africa, Overport, their home, but they need to stay. More important than wherever they stay in the dunya is that they need to stay within the perimeters of their deen, and deen needs to come alive in the house of every one of them. Mona Sanaullah Sahab, our Imam of our Masjid Ibadur Rahman, who's right here on the corner of Brickfield Road and Sparks Road, and probably one of our most active masajid close to the site itself. Mona Sanaullah Sahab, ab kahan ajao? Mona Sanaullah Sahab, ajao, ajao. Chaldi, ajao.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 2 minutes ka time diya hai ke sathiyon bas time nahi hai, zyada aisa lag raha hai. Khamosh baithe hue hain, hum to ijtema ki fikr ke liye aaye hain. Alhamdulillah, main apni Gujarati community ki taraf se guzarish karta hu ke ijtema isliye aur pe diya jaye ke alhamdulillah abhi jo Glenner Road masjid hai ya school hai ya SRS school hai aur uske baad Anjuman school, Al Hazar school, sare Gujarati family zyada hai. So Gujarati families bhi zyada hai, bachche bhi zyada hai, alhamdulillah, aur uske bawajood nayi families aati rehti hai. To Overport ke andar ijtema diya jaye to alhamdulillah bahut sara fayda hoga ke Gujarati family jud jayegi. Aur ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ni'matullahi alaykum id kuntum aadaan fa'alafa bayna qulubikum, ke hame qulub ko jodna hai aur ijtemaiyat layi hai, to ijtemaiyat ke bina par sare ke qulub jud jayenge inshaallah, aur bahut sara fayda hoga. Nayi family ka hame pata chalega aur nayi family active hogi, kyunki bahut saathi so rahe hain, hum log jaise so rahe hain to ek nayi bushing battery mil jayegi, aur inshaallah ho sakta hai aur saathi hame mil jaye aur Allah ke raste ke andar nikalne wale ban jaye. Aur jo nahi jante is kaam ko, jo Overport ke andar rehne ke liye aaye hain, jo is kaam se manus nahi hain, unhe bhi pata chalega ki istemaat kya hoti hai, tabligh kya hota hai, کیونکہ ہر سال نئی فیملی آتی رہتی ہے, تو انشاءاللہ اس کے لیے بہت فائدہ ہوگا. تو ہم گزارش کرتے ہیں کہ ہمیں اوور پٹ کے اندر اجتماع دیا جائے. جزاک اللہ,
اللہ قبول کرے انشاءاللہ. In addition to that, شیخ عبدالرزاق سنی من احباب الصومالین تكلم ان شاء الله حوالي هناك هناك شيخ from there شيخ تكلم يا شيخ
كم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. My beloved brothers, as a Somali community, the first time that we understood what is Ijtima', it was the time of the Ijtima' take place in Ofbo 2017. So most of the brothers, they don't know about it. So we used to go after Azar, and we used to tell them, the shops are closed now. Brothers, let's come see what is Ijtima'. So some of them, we used to take them with a baki, and we dropped them to the Ijtima' after Azar time, and they used to help the brothers that was building the toilet, plumbers, all this thing. So from there, whenever we tell them about Ijtima', they're ready all the time. So even Ijtima' take place in Johannesburg or somewhere else, when we tell the Ijtima' is coming, they are ready in front with their cars, their khidmat. So we requesting as the Majma' and the brothers, we very appreciate that if Ijtima' take place this year in Overboard, because of almost like 3 or 4 madrasas, they are keeping the few numbers, that each madrasa is almost like 200 to 250, 60 students each madrasa. So we got youngster that always they're busy working with their business shops in the towns. So they can't attend Ijtima' in the 3 days. But if the Ijtima' is close by, they can come after Azar. When the shops are closed, they will be able to attend Ijtima' and to get benefit. So jazakumullah khairan with your duas. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh Adam, Sheikh Abdullah, ta'alum inshallah. MashaAllah, representing Burundi and Somalian communities. Jazakumullah khairan inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I just stand here to request our elders to give us Ijtima' here in Durban, Overport, because of different reasons. But I'll say few. First of all, after 30 years here in this country, myself with the 5 children, so we are more than 1,000 who came here, and all of us, we have a children. So now, experience I took from Idga this year, we found that our children who are born here, the number is increasing. This is one. Second, we who came here 30 years or 25 years ago, we still not even connected with the work of Deen. Yet, there is more number is still coming. So what the result is, we found ourselves in crisis, where it said, the scholar said that the impact of individual to the environment and the impact of environment to the individual. So we found our foreign community is swallowed by corruption environment. You see. So instead of learning Deen, practice Deen, and spread Deen, but the result is negative, is contrary. Now, my community is busy learning corruption, practice corruption, and spread corruption. The musiba. That's why we ask the Ijtima' to happen so that our foreign brother can attend and see the environment, learn the responsibility, how we can become more responsible, my dear brothers. Jazakallah.
One minute.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Once I was at Mufti Sahib, came to Broad City, had a majlis there. So one question he asked him, said, more or less, how many Malawians living around Durban area overboard? So I told him, more or less. Then Hazard says, can I ask one question? I said, yeah. And he says, is anybody remaining in Malawi? I said, all of us, we come here so that we can be in the sohbat of Hazrat, inshallah. So, the brothers, alhamdulillah, we can see the increase of the population of our Malawi community. So that's why we are requesting this Ijtima' to the elders. You know, alhamdulillah, a few days after we heard the announcement, then we started some amal. So this morning, before I came here, just to get some courage, then I asked the brothers, mashallah, they're doing 2 rakat of, what you call it, then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-hajam. And each brother whom I ask, he said, Alhamdulillah, we're getting a positive, that inshallah, we're getting the ijtima, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
My respected brothers, alhamdulillah. Sheikh Abdul Hakim. Oh, inshallah. One word. Barakallahu feek, Sheikh Abdul Hakim.
Bismillah, wa salatu wa salam. How so fortunate that it's going to be, if suppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, we're being fortunate enough to hold the ijtima in Overport. As we see, alhamdulillah, we are there with, among the foreign countries. This work it itself is like strange to them. We talk about ijtima, they ask what is ijtima. So very soon we're telling them, inshallah, we should make dua. The ijtima is going to come to our doorstep. Then apparently they also are going to take part. They will know what is ijtima is all about. So any part of the world they have to go. So it won't be anything strange to them about this work of da'wah. So for this reason, inshallah, we're requesting that you should give us this chance this year. Last year we have cried. This year let's go home with happiness, inshallah.
Inshallah, mashallah, mashallah. Our ulama are an important component of our segment over here. And we'll conclude, inshallah, this presentation with a few words of our Hazrat ulama, inshallah. Mufti Yusuf Saab, Abdul Ajay, inshallah, he's the imam of our markaz. Alhamdulillah, a great muslih in the community, a great murshid in the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take great work from Hazrat Mufti Saab. But alhamdulillah, we appeal to every one of you to listen to Hazrat Zarkhas with eager hearts, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers are well aware that when it comes to Overport and surrounding, whether it's brothers from Pochepstone, Newcastle, that every weekend they are in our area. Either you come here to make Toba, or you come here to get Taqwa. The last 8 years since we haven't had the Ijtima, I think it's more Toba and other side than Taqwa. The environment has been changing. We need right now such a mahol in our area, those that come, they get affected. Therefore, we need the time where this Iman, Islam can come into the lives of the brothers. Whether we have different areas, people are coming to frequenting for various reasons. So they are coming here anyway, from up country, north, the south. We know they are coming. For what reasons, over the weekends, etc. We need to create that strong environment that when they come here, hidayah spreads. And they go back with taqwa, with ihsan, with the love of Allah, with the fikr of deen, with the four amal of the masjid. So we need the environment over here, and we know when it comes in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once Madinah Munawwara became the markaz, it was always the markaz. Ijtima took place every year. So Allah Ta'ala give us ijtima also. We have the entire country coming here, up country, north, south, they are coming to the area. So we need to create that environment that whoever comes in here, inshallah, gets affected. And as Mawana mentioned, the students from around the countries are coming here. They are studying here also. And we get the reports of what is happening in the schools, in the varsities, in the madrasas. We have a high concentration of talaba, of students in the darulums, in the madaris. The masturat fikr also is taking place, alhamdulillah. So everybody's eyes is upon the area over here. The fikr is taking place over here, they'll come, they'll take the fikr of deen, the pain of deen to different areas in the country, inshallah. Therefore we ask our elders that to give us the ijtima to strengthen this area. People are coming here. The mal is here to take back the correct mal back to their homes and localities. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah.
Also, alhamdulillah, one of our great murshids and muslims and imams of the area, and of course the principal of Hamidiya Masjid's Mona Naim Saab to ye hai. Mona Naim Saab, alhamdulillah. Mona Naim Saab ne bhi darkhas kiya, wahan se darkhas karenge, inshallah. Mona Huzaifa Saab is also here as well. Mona Huzaifa Saab is the imam of the Alcock Musalla, soon to be Masjid, inshallah, which is the site which is closest to the actual Ijtima site itself. Mullah Huzaifa Saab is here as well. In addition to that, alhamdulillah, Mullah Abdullah Khan Saab of our Jamiatul Ulama KZN, and Mullah, 2 minutes left. Hazrat, darkhas kar lo, Hazrat. Aapke bahut meherbani hoga, inshallah. Mullah Shabiri Saab is here, alhamdulillah. Mullah Shabiri Saab, one of our great active ulama in the area, Muslim Prison Board, as well as, alhamdulillah, our guide for so many of us.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected ulama ikram and Ahla Shura, we are humbly appealing for this year's ijtima to be here in Durban Overport, inshallah. We want the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. We are ready, especially from the ulama. We have met most of the ulama like we normally do.
that besides the Jummah programs going to different areas, thousands of musallis and ulama will travel via the masajid a'imma, inshallah. Say inshallah, the ulama ikram, to give 3 days from now till the ijtima. We are ready for 10 days jamaat, 40 days chilla as well, inshallah. And we will make the fikr throughout the zone, throughout KZN, inshallah. We will travel to Newcastle and we'll travel to Port Shepstone to give them dawat for our ijtima, inshallah. Say inshallah. So we request the ulama and ashura to really consider, inshallah, what ikhlas un niyya. We have asked several times, but we made sabr. Right? Allah Ta'ala is on our side. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin this time. So now we are saying, when we get the ijtima, we're going to make shukr also, inshallah. So sabr and shukr, all of us, we know we go through this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this fikr a means of hidayat. And we met Bashir Bhai in Cape Town, he's not well. We also told him, Durban ijtima. He said, teh ho gaya. I say, inshallah, teh ho jayega. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already made the, we make the azaim, we make the fikr, we make the worry and the concern. But the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must descend. As Mufti Saab say, tawbah, so many people make tawbah in the ijtima. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads hidayat, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring unity of fikr, unity of our hearts. And when we making the full announcement, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring khair and barakah and afiyat and salamati for the entire humanity and for the entire world, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
As Maulana alluded to, 3 years wait. It's been 3 years in the making, 36 months, alhamdulillah, year before last year. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it happen. We'll conclude, inshallah, with one important 1 or 2 minute address by Hafiz, our great, honored, respected member of the community. I don't know, many of us may not be familiar with the face because the member is occupied by the Maulvis and the Ulamas and the Muftis. But really, when it comes to Hafiz Sulaiman Saab, especially in memory of one of our great workers, Haji Ahmed Makhdar Saab, there's not one of us sitting here with a grey beard who's been, alhamdulillah, going for Gash Jola 40 days that doesn't owe a great debt to Haji Ahmed Makhdar Saab. We can remember him from junction days, right next to the minbar, making the tea there with his, you know, 1.8 kilogram gas stove, waking everybody for tahajjud. Alhamdulillah. This is Hafiz Sulaiman bin Ahmed Makhdar Saab. Few minutes of darkhas, inshallah. Then Overport will conclude, and whoever is left, jo bhi baki hai, is dunya mein, aap to aaja, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa respected ulama, brothers and members of the shura. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please everyone read durood one time. Mulana brought memories back of my father. Not really touching. It's 25 years since he's passed away. He would have been very happy today. And every ibadat, we have to start with durood. And that's why I said read Durood Sharif. So this is a durood that I want to share. Because every time you make dua, you have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. So as she is durooded, Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu. O Allah, all praise is due to you according to your majesty. And no one can praise Allah more than Allah's majesty. Fasalli wa sallim ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama anta ahlu. And all praise is due to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam according to your majesty. No one can send more durood than Allah's majesty. وَفْعَلْ بِنَا كَمَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُ. So Allah, deal with me according to your majesty. فَإِنَّكَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. And who can be feared more and who can forgive more than you? With these few words, I'd like to humbly request on behalf of the Masjid al-Salihin, our humble request that we have this ijtima at the Tilkrithan grounds. Jazakallah khair. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to do what is best for this deen.
Jazakallah khair, inshallah. And that will be our final darkhast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put khair, barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put khair in the decision itself. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put izzah and honor for the entire ummah. And may the ijtima, wherever it may be, be a source of hidayat for the entire alam, inshallah. Barakallah.
Who's next? Newcastle. Close to that. Newcastle. Perception. Come, boss. I think Newcastle first. Come. I tell you like. Inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa salli ya Rasul Kareem. I can't hear myself, but I got a muffled ear. Haqiqatan. Mullah Juraid Karsani, mashallah, Allah gave him the gifts of the gab. No jokes, no laughs, Allah has given him. We can all aspire. Wallahi, we tell our children, listen to Mullah speak and we can learn to speak like him. We've got students in school, in madrasa. And it shows us that one man educates himself in English and we need to speak English in a profound manner. Allah Ta'ala reward him and give him barakah and khair. But this istima is not about English, it's about Allah. Hakikatan. And
is the mic on there?
No, it's still on. Man. Your mic is on. Jazakallah khair. You know, the reality is why we came back. I mean, people are saying, are you all crazy? You're coming back for istima? Suleiman, come in front, you're speaking next. Jazakallah, come to him. Why? Because of what we felt last year. And because of the barakah and the khayr that it brought to our town, it's something which we cannot leave. The love, the mahabba, the getting together, oh, it was something else. So yes, because of that, we've said that, look, it is an undoubted, no way that we cannot but try again. So we're here to try again and to ask you, look, without a doubt, Dr. Saab, Mulana Saab has said about the demographics of, this is our town, SubhanAllah, this is Durban. This is where we all come from, Aslan. All our grandfathers all came from here. But they spread out in the world. And Mawlana was speaking in the beginning about istima being, we must have as Newcastle if it was given. Oh, Mawlana is talking about having so many jamaats coming out from your place. No, this is an Atal istima. When we leave from here, every town got to go back and we all got to get the Vuma to take out istima. Not that town that's going to go and they must take out 20 jamaats. We all going to take out these jamaats because it's our time. We're only using that venue. They're making the ikram. So we want to make the ikram. That's all we want to do. We want to make your ikram. If we feel we cut short last year, then you tell us no, because we did anything wrong, then no problem. But we, whatever we did last year, we inshallah, we're going to double this year. And the one thing is, everybody is going to come about and speak in different ways as to why we should be back in Newcastle. So they've only given us 20 minutes. I've already passed 4 minutes. So I'll let, inshallah, Asif come first. Will Asif and Mona Zunaid come second? Quickly, Sheikh. And Mona Suleiman, come in front, please. Sheikh, look, I'm going to call you 3 more times. You're going to be embarrassed. Just come in the front and be here. Will Asif, I've seen this car outside.
The speaker should come over here.
Mona Zunaid.
Speakers come
and the Mullah Sindhi. Sheikh, we haven't got too much time before Abdul Rahman chases us from here.
Come, brothers. Come.
Okay. Sindhi is coming. Jazakallah khair.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد look we haven't got so many azaim like the Durban brothers. We are far outnumbered, mashallah. They have outnumbered us with their jamaats, etc. So mashallah, the effort is happening very strong in Durban. This should be a reason that they shouldn't be given the istima, and the istima should be given to us in Newcastle. Because we need that boost, we need that ijtima to take the work forward. And our mashayikh, our elders are always having that cry that the effort is going down in northern KZN. So if the ijtima takes place in northern KZN, inshallah, it's not only a Newcastle ijtima, but Newcastle is just the center of northern KZN. So if the ijtima can take place in northern KZN, inshallah, that will bring that boost that we are looking for. And whatever efforts were made and left halfway last year, inshallah, this year there will be a culmination of that mehnat and that effort, inshallah. So we humbly request our mashayikh, our elders, look, we haven't got UKZN students to present in the front, and mashallah, students from different faculties of engineering and I don't know what other sciences to present in the front of the majma and of the crowd to assist our case. But we have got 500 students of Quran and 500 students of Hadith to present in the front of the majma and the crowd. And through their safarish, we can ask for the istima, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala instill in the hearts of our mashayikh and our elders whatever is khair and barakah for us. Barakallahu fikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Can come talk on behalf of the businessmen and Mawlana Suleiman, please, man. Jazakallah khair. Asif, please come to the front, Sheikh. You were in the man of the site last year and they want to know about the site.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In no uncertain terms, I'm no Mulana to make maaf for that. But on behalf of business people in Newcastle and from surrounding areas. Firstly, I want to say it was such an honor to have the Ijtima in Newcastle last year. But I think it was short-lived. Short-lived to an extent whereby as individuals who are in business and so forth, we tried with all our means in order to try and put something together. But I seriously believe that if it's given back to Newcastle, it would have a major, major impact in terms of people that we affected, simply because we can master on things which we didn't do well last year. And undoubtedly, there is certain gaps that were left. And not to address those gaps would also be an injustice. So on behalf of that, I request to the Shura, to the committees, and also the people from Durban to give us another shot as well at it. Inshallah, we'll assist in Durban next year, inshallah. But another point, I know there's a lot of hesitancy to give to Newcastle, but in terms of transportation, yes, we made quite a big effort there. And inshallah, this year as well, I know my brother Arif is also here from Escort. Inshallah, I know there'll be quite a big impact being made because we knew where we felt short. We know where what things are still needed to be addressed as well. And inshallah, for all the brothers that can't afford it, we'll make effort for that as well, inshallah. Jazakallah, and we hope to get it back in Newcastle, inshallah.
Whoever is going to speak, please come forward. We've got time constraints now.
Ji.
Whoever is going to speak, please come and sit here.
Assalamu alaikum.
Even from Port Shepton, come and sit here, please.
No, are you going to talk about the ground?
We should be here by now. You know, we're running.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. While this, who's coming next is Mufti Aku. Just as a reminder, can you hear me in the back? Jazakallah khair. You know, one of the key elements of asking for the ijtima again, and not being greedy, but being greedy for deen is something which that is part of our aspiration. We are supposed to be. Maulana will talk about that now. But the reality is that the grounds that were there are still there. There's nothing been changed except it's only been made better. So it's as if the ijtima is just going to, the tents were moved, the tents are going to come back. There's nothing needed to be done. With the millions we spent last year, are still there, it's spent, it's, nobody's removed it. The grounds are still hard, the gates are still made, the fences are still broken, the gates are put into place. So all that is spent, there's no need to re-spend. And wallahi al-azim, spending and wasting and using is in Allah's hands. Yes, every cent we use is going to be giving another person the reward. But this is already spent. It's already there. Allah give us barakah and khair.
True. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And yes, concerning Allah's deen, we always have to have enthusiasm. Allah loves us to aspire. Allah loves us to want more. And every one of us should want the ijtima. It is sad actually that very few areas are asking for such a ni'mah. And we worried about a little bit of labor. Really, when our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into Medina Munawwara, every vicinity in Medina Munawwara were begging, were beseeching, were grabbing the reins of the Mubarak camel of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qaswa, qaswa. Everyone, until Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Leave it. Allah will choose where the camel should halt." And the camel halted right at the plot of Masjid an-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's what this work is about, Masjid. So actually, to have contentment is dunya enough when it comes to the world. But when it comes to Allah's deen, every one of us has to want more. And mashallah, Allah bless our brothers from this area. Really, every presentation was amazing. But the same efforts, when we will make it, and the schools, and the students, and our brothers from far and wide, because Africa is very special to us. Let's take the brothers far. Because the benefit is when we go far. And that is more beneficial, alhamdulillah. And we will make the khidmah, make the ikram. And alhamdulillah, we also make the azaim, as our Mawlana Sulaiman Sahib will explain, that every baligh male to come out in the path of Allah, and masturat, and a paddle jamaat, and as our elders guide us and tell us, we will go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because actually the reality is, if it wasn't for this work, this Mubarak work of jamaat, what is all of us? Before this work in our country, we were nothing. How far we were. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So we are pleading to the elders that as you have, because y'all's efforts, alhamdulillah, and guidance, that it reached such a level, everything is there for another year, inshallah. Let us continue, get it to another different level, that also can have deen alive in our region. Because you're fortunate in this area, you'll have the markaz right here. Make shukr for that. Let's continue with the same azaim, but bring everyone to your area also, your ijtima also, which is Newcastle. Min fadlikum. That's the request from the elders. Please come there, bring it back there. Jazakumullahu khairan.
We've only got about 10 more speakers, so Mullah Zunaid, please come back.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Respected ulama, Hufaz, elders and brothers. Last year we came pleading for the ijtima, with dua, with hope. This year we're coming again, but with a record. The ijtima was in Newcastle. Let me tell you the changes that came about, because we all residents of Newcastle, but I'll tell you very shortly. Darul Uloom is situated in a place where there's mostly Hindus around there. What Mufti Aku did with the Jamaats and the students was went and invited them towards the Ijtima. Because from the day that the Ijtima was announced where it's going to be, there was some harakat. And the neighbors got worried. So the first thing they did was, they took a list of all the names to give them the discs to allow them to come into the street, invited them to the masajid. There were few brothers saying, 40 years I lived here, I never entered Darul Ulum. 40 years they came, we welcomed them. The environment before the Darul Ulum, and I'm telling you, that Amir Sabia is the witness that how many people came together. Even people that we call from the other side, so-called Barelvis, they came and joined us. I'm standing in a masjid, I'm taking a qasam by Allah, and assisted us. Those people that didn't have any direction, they don't know whether they're on this side, whether they're on this side, they just come to a masjid and come out. They never knew what this is about. We're talking about Durban, but Newcastle, we got all towns that depend on us. Denhauser depends on us. Glencoe depends on us. Washbank depends on us. Dundee, Ladysmith, Utrecht, Falkirk, Freyhead, all come around to Newcastle. The people here are witnesses to this. When we are down and out after this surge that we had, we got nowhere to go. We're waiting for another ijtima. At least the brothers from Tilts Crescent can come on Friday night for Shab Guzari and get a boost in Hilal. So we are asking again, from last year to this year, have the numbers increased in the masjid, in the markaz for Shab Guzari? If not, then Tilts Crescent has to make effort for one more year. Then next year when they give us the numbers, inshallah, then we will tell them. But we are humbly requesting the shura and the ulama and those that are involved to please once again bring it to Darul Ulum Newcastle. Jazakumullah khair.
Next.
I can just say that this morning after breakfast, Molina said they don't want, they not have a worry for the place, they have a worry for Hidayah. So I come from Bashir Bhai, and he emphasizes upon us that you have 52 ijtimas every year. So we have made intention this morning that we want from every student that's there should go with his teacher out in the surrounding areas and make an effort every day till the ijtima takes place, inshallah. So that's our azima. And of course, there's how many countries there that become imam there. So we request that Allah Ta'ala give us that environment which is protecting the effort of iman, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Tell us please about the ijtima grounds and all that was used and spent there.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just want to, I'm here to elaborate on the, on our site. On our ijtima site in Newcastle Darul Ulum. From last year till now, our site has improved. I think Uncle Abdul Rahman is well aware of that. There's no work to be done on our site. I think it's just for the brothers to come and attend the ijtima. Our 1 month of site preparation will be done, I think, maybe in a week, 2 weeks max. There's no cost involved. And basically, Newcastle just wants it again for, as Moana said, the many reasons of bringing the community together, especially brothers like me, myself. The guys are looking forward to it. So inshallah, if the Shura can consider Newcastle, and inshallah, we'll have a lovely ijtima again. Maulana Ahmadi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ahmaduhu wa salli ala rasulil kareem. MashaAllah, pichle saal humare haa ijtima raha. Uski barakatein aur khushiyan bahut thi.
ماشاءاللہ اس کی برکت سے طلبہ میں بھی کافی بیداری پیدا ہوئی. اسی لیے ہمبلی درخواست ہے شورا والوں سے کہ ہمیں اس مرتبہ بھی اجتماع کی خوش نصیب فرمائے, اور انشاءاللہ اس سے ہمارے طلبہ 40 ملکوں سے ہیں ان کے اندر بھی جماعت کا شوق, اجتماع کا شوق پیدا ہوگا. اللہ تعالیٰ قبول فرمائے.
Tomorrow we'll finish up on this because Shepson is going to come now inshallah. Look, the bottom line is we've come here, alhamdulillah. First of all, we make shukr to Allah for last year. And it's because of that that we've come back this year. And I don't know, somebody said, Mawlana, we're going to come back every year. Because the reality is, it was too good for us. And the benefits that it did for us, it's not yet there, so we need it. Now, we don't want to fall back. Without it, then next year we might have to start from the bottom again. Like this, we're still halfway, three-quarter way up, and inshallah, we'll get to where we're supposed to be. So again, we ask you all really to think about us. And what Mawlana said that, look, Durban is Durban. We always are here. All the Jamaats come here. You know, by default, everybody comes here. So, you are right here in the Markaz. What are you going to do? Just come and get the barakah here. We need you all over there, and we need the barakah to come to us. So as much as our hearts are to you all and to Mawlana Magda's son and Mawlana himself, Allah give you al barakah and khair. But really, we still want it, unfortunately. So think about it and really give it to us. Inshallah, give you barakah and khair. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi, nashadu wa la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.
What's up, sir?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, reward one and all for coming on this Mubarak day, for this Mubarak occasion, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, ulama, the incident comes in front of Tabuk that we find was a major campaign in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is the last one that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated in. So like we read in Fazail, the journey was long, was arduous, all the conditions in front. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts in front the destination, the need of the time, the need of the hour. And in this year that you find Sahaba ikram rally to the call. And they go to the fullest, to the utmost. And we find Abu Bakr who comes to the limelight. Abu Bakr brings everything and he gives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where salams comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Abu Bakr, I am happy, are you happy with Allah? And then you get alhamdulillah Umar Rahnu half and he gives towards what have you brought? I have brought half and half I've left for my family. And then we get the likes of Usman Ranhu, that one third for the entire army. Respected elders and friends, on a day like this, we come as yateem. We come as yateem, our hands are empty. So keeping this in mind, this we have come with this desire, this shock, that how this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this effort, this fikr, this worry and concern, that every person to reach that destination of Jannah. So it is how we learn from our ulama ikram and our elders to understand deen, then we have to go 1400 years back. To understand this deen, we have to go 1400 years back. And in this incident comes in front of Bilal Ranhu, he sees the dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Oh Bilal, when are you visiting me? You're not visiting me." And Bilal Ranhu, sooner that he sees this, then he sets on this journey to go to Madinah Munawwara to come in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no sooner does Bilal Ranhu enter into the town, and when the people sing him that Bilal, you call out the azan. And no sooner that Bilal Ranhu calls out the azan, then even the women and the children come out crying, tears. Such was that environment, that happy occasion that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with us once again. Subhanallah. Respected elders and friends, this is that environment we're asking for Port Jepson. We have come as yateem, we have come as orphans, we have come with the du'as of our ulama ikram, we have come with the du'as of our elders. Many of them have given their salams. MashaAllah, Mawlana Imran Sahab, Mawlana Abu Bakr Sahab, Mufti Yaqub Wali Sahab, Mawlana Musa Vauda. We thought that we would have a few more weeks before this day would have been set for the decision of this istima. So they all could have been present, but they all have conveyed their salams and are requesting, and like this, the town of Port Jepson. Alhamdulillah, this is Durban, this is Hilal, this is the Markaz. In this year, mashallah, reward all the ulama ikram. Allah reward all our elders. Allah reward all our satis.
how much of effort and how much of fikr and how much of worry and concern. Allah has created such a fizaj, such an environment. Like was mentioned earlier, 52 weeks in a year, 52 istimas for you. 52 istimas. In this year that you're looking at from 2009 was the last istima on the coast in Port Shepstone. 2009, 16 years ago. Respected elders and friends, from then to now, two istimas have taken place in Overport. Newlands is around the corner, is part of Durban. So three istimas in that period. What do we have for the gateway of Transkei? So we come with this humble appeal, putting all this forward, respected elders and friends. Like we mentioned, the incident of Tabuk, that all Sahaba contributed. And then we find that Sahabi, that what have I got to contribute? And coming forward, what does he do with no limbs? That now I will get khajur for using my teeth and drawing up the rope to take the water out of the well. And in this, that labor, that toil, that effort, in the morning he gets a handful of khajur. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam places this over all that booty and all that was given to go in the path of Allah. This is what we are putting on top of everything, mashallah, the presentations and all the jazbat that has come in front of our elders. We have nothing but those little few grains of khajur to put onto all of that. And we are requesting that how humbly, that alhamdulillah, this istima come to Port Shepstone, come to South Coast, come for the whole gateway of Transkei. And in this year, respected elders and friends, that we find that so many jamaats come here, like we said, 2 years in a row, jamaats are here always, jamaats coming out. Ourselves, we are product, Maritzburg, Durban, we were here in the Merkez, this was our base. But to leave from here and go out was very difficult. The sahbat of the ulama, the company, the enjoyment, the mahol, Merkez, to be in this environment, who wants to leave? But Allah SWT has chosen us to make that decision and leave. If everyone makes a decision and come, then we won't request for this istima. But because no one is coming, we are mahroom. Karisap has left us also from Amzinto. Our seniors are leaving us. So this will give us such a boost for the entire region. So with these few words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this in the hearts of each and every single one. The N is for Newcastle. The O is for Overport, which means no for Overport and Newcastle. And inshallah, the P will be no problem for Port Shepstone, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. We'll have Mufti Ridwan Sahib, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Respected ulama kiram, elders and dear brothers, we stand before you on behalf of the people of Port Shepstone. Undoubtedly, the people of Overport, the people of Newcastle, are much more capable of hosting the ijtima'. We, in the like by Qasim Saab said, we are yatim in Port Shepstone. Our fikr is low. The jamaats coming out from our area is low. The satis in the area are low. Our iman is weak. At this occasion, we remember the words of the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam when they came to Yusuf alayhi salam and they said, Ya ayyuhal aziz, Masana wa ahlana dur, that they said that, oh minister, that difficulty has come upon us, our families. So we say the same, that in terms of our iman, in terms of our fikr, in terms of the effort of da'wat in our area, that difficulty has come upon us. We are at a low. Wajina bi bida'ati muzjat, and we have come with low provisions. We don't have the capabilities, the number, the fikr of Overport, the ikram of the people of Newcastle. But for Ofilan al-Kail, that we say to you, the Shura, that give us the measure, wa tasaddaq alayna, be charitable to us, inna Allah yajzil mutasaddiqeen. Verily Allah will reward those who are charitable. So the ulama of Port Shepstone have given their du'as. The Darul Uloom is there. Mufti Yaqub Saab has fully given his du'as and his support. The senior ulama of the town, Murana Abu Bakr Saab, Murana Imran Saab, as Bai Qasim has mentioned, the businessmen of the town, everybody is ready to host the ijtima. 16 years ago, the ijtima took place. At that time, there were approximately 6 to 8 venues from in the entire halqa, from Hibadin right up until Bizana. Now, 16 years later, there are approximately 25 venues to host jamaats. So the area is increasing, the dynamics are changing. Many people are coming into the area, so the request is made. that if the Ijtima comes to Pochepstan, then it will have a tremendous impact on our area. And we have seen time and time again how every tabqa comes together when there is any Ijtima'i program that has to take place in Pochepstan, that the entire community, people of all backgrounds, of all professions, the ulama, everybody come together. It was seen at the time of the riots, at the time of the looting, and the previous Ijtima, people still talk about that. So my respected brothers, it will create a spirit of brotherhood, the spirit of unity, and increase our fikr in the area. And inshallah, we make niyyah that every baligh male come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and such effort that 100% salah can come alive. So with these few words, we present the request to the shura. We don't have as many speakers as the other areas, already showing our weakness. But we remember the words of Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an, who mentioned it at the occasion of the Battle of Muta. Although this is not a competition, this is a darkhas, but the words he said is, وَمَا نُقَاتِلُ النَّاسَ بِعَدَدٍ وَلَا قُوَّةٍ وَلَا كَثْرَةٍ وَمَا نُقَاتِلُهُمْ إِلَّا بِهَذَا الدِّينَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. So we don't have the numbers, we don't have the strength, we don't have the asbab, but we present the request to the elders that consider Pochepstan for the ijtima. Jazakallahu khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah. Allah reward everybody for all the fikr that was made, my dear brothers. Now, before we decide, we're going to take some rice from brothers here. Anybody got any suggestions? Three areas have presented themselves. Anybody got any suggestions? In 1-2 minutes, give us this. You can just stand up and see your rice for this particular area, or your suggestions for this particular area. Just stand up and just a few brothers. 1-2 minutes time, please, quickly. We've got time. Ji? Shepston. Ji. Anybody else? Newcastle. Now, brothers, please note that we're not going to make decision upon majority and minority here. We just want to get a feeling. Ji? Where? Shepston. Stand up and give your suggestion. Overport. Huh? Huh? What's Shepston? Overport. Perception, eh? All right. Overport, G. Newcastle, Overport, G. Overport. Perception. Overport. 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 Half a minute. Overport. 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 G. Overport. Newcastle. Oh, Jazakallah. 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 Allah reward you. Allah Ta'ala make us, give us the topic to make the correct decision, inshallah. Ji? Newcastle. Newcastle. Oh, there's a big rye here. Big suggestion. Newcastle. Just give us a minute or two, please. Ji? Any more rye? I think all look, come, inshallah, they'll come. Wait, MAK? Come, ulama ikram, senior ulama, come closer. Come, wait, where's the other one? Do you want to say for him here? Pull this back a little bit. What is Muftisab Rai now? One is Overport, one is Newcastle, and one is Perception. Says whatever I decide, he's happy with that. Come.
brothers just turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah must give us tawfiq to make the correct decision. It's an amanat, and a lot of khair comes out of an ijtima. So everybody turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we make the correct decision, inshaAllah. It's not an easy decision to make. I did Durud Sharif once. Inshallah, the istima will be an overport. No takbir here, please. Now we'll ask Hazrat Mufti Sahib to say a couple of few words, and he'll make the dua, inshallah. If you sit on a chair, who is that? Bring the chair. Bring it near. Chair. Bring it next to me.
صلي على رسوله الكريم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. The forerunners in the effort of the deen were the muhajirin, and thereafter supported by the Ansar. And for the rest of humanity, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ, that those who followed in the footsteps of the Muhajirin and Ansar. That brings us to this conclusion, that if we want to go to the right goals, then this is the procedure. Follow Muhajirin, because they had set with the Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, acquired the whole temperament of deen, the true spirit of Islam, and they did whatever Rasul Pak had instructed them. And then they were supported greatly by the Ansar. We can't disregard them. They were the ones who housed the Ansar, the Muhajirin, but shared with them like we cannot imagine, half their properties. Right? You got 20 shops, and to give away 10 shops in one stroke, truly like an impossible thing. But on one advice of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they could do it. So we cannot disregard them. But for the rest of humanity thereafter is وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ, that you follow on their footsteps, and follow on their footsteps in the right way, بِإِحْسَانٍ. When I come into a tablighi environment, then sometimes it makes you feel you are sitting in the company of the Sahaba Kiram, because this mashwara, this the sunnats, people are crying, and people got the jazbat and that spirit to sacrifice for thee. But obviously, the real jazbah, the real spirit comes after time. This is just a beginning for many of us. It's just a beginning, and we can't become stagnated. We need to go on progressing. But the catalyst for this is Hazrat Amr ibn Maymun rahmatullah alayhi. He says that Ja'ana Mu'adh ibn Jabal fi Yemen, right? Rajulan Ajash al-Sawd. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu had come to us when we were in Yemen, right? Rasulullah Pasam had dispatched him to Yemen to go and govern the matters there, as though it was the governor from Medina Munawara dispatched to Yemen. So he must go and administer all the affairs there. So that means Rasulullah Pasam had a lot of confidence in the man that he has got the capacity to administer the affairs. Therefore, he appointed him that you go to Yemen. So he says, when I saw Mu'adh bin Jabal, Alqaytu alayhi muhabbati. I just went, the colloquial language you see nowadays, I went divanas. I just gave him all my muhabbat. But the most important thing is, thereafter he says, فَمَا فَارَقْتُهُ حَتَّى دَفَنْتُهُ فِي الشَّعْرِ. Then I didn't leave Mu'adh radiallahu anhu until I buried him in Sham, Syria. So that whole duration, I just remained on the side. Yemen, then he moved on to Sham. I remained with him. Hatta dafantuhu fi Sham. I buried him. Then he says thereafter, فَنَزَرْتُ fi أَفْقَهِ النَّاسِ بَعْدَهُ. Then I want to see now, who's the most capable person after him? The word that is used, afqa, most understanding. He's got experience, he's got understanding. He's been with Rasulullah Sallallahu for a lengthy duration. So he's acquired the mizaj and the temperament of the work. So I saw Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu to be the most capable after Mu'adh ibn Jabal. So he says thereafter, فَلَزِمْتُهُ حَتَّى مَاتْ. Then I remained with him until he passed away. So, in this work, a Mubarak work, Allah Ta'ala keep us in the work of deen and take us in the work of deen. But when I think about the work and I, in my mind, this thought always plays that there are some that had seen Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, then there are those that may have seen Hazrat Mu'a Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Mu'a Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Mu'a Zubair Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. They've been with them. They saw the work. They saw the work from every perspective. They saw the highs of the work. They saw the weaknesses in people. So they saw it from all perspective. And they saw it also with sincerity, not for convenience sake, with sincerity they've seen it. So they should have the best understanding. They saw India, they saw Pakistan, Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And they saw the mizaj of the work firsthand. So my request to myself and the others is that these people that are elder now, they saw from that time, either the Mawisul Rahmatullah's time or the Mawisul Rahmatullah's time, right until they passed away. So they have been with them, they worked with them, they sat in the mashwaras, in the ishtimas, in the jurs. So like they were the muhajirina awwalin. They were the first category, in the first class. So, our fortune is that we remain with these people, understand the work. And the responsibility of the elders is to keep it close to that time. What was the work, the activity in that time? Keep it as close to that as possible. We keep it to that, and inshallah, in our understanding, and our reasoning, our experience, we found them to be the closest to the Sahaba Kiram. Right? So Allah Pak says, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ They followed them well, they followed them very well. And now the people that we have seen that were closest to Sahaba Kiram were these people, Inamul Hasan Sahab, Alamah Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, then after that Mawlana Zubair Sahab, Abdul Wahab Sahab, we saw them to be the closest. So when we saw them to the closest, to the, my suggestion or request to the elders is that we emulate them and see how they reasoned, how they worked, how they conducted themselves in any given situation, how they maintained composure, how they kept all classes of people, how they got them running, right? Without hurting emotions and without hurting any feelings. And the request to the rest of the people is, then we look up to these people here because they are the first class in our sight. And our luck and our fortune is to follow them. One is the work and the material that we read, and one is to acquire the spirit. Just reading up will not give you the true spirit. We'll have to be with them to acquire the right spirit, the true quality of deen. So, I was explaining to someone this whole concept, right? Now they talk about this AI, etc., right? Talk about it, and people are referring to this thing here for their deeni matters. Whether it is haram to refer to a kafir in deeni matters. Now that thing is a product of a kafir. So you'll have a kafir brain, so it'll give you kafir answers. Right? So it can't be a reference point for deen, number one. Number two is this, just an illustration, right? Someone didn't do maths, he didn't do science, and he's doing a translation of maths or science. Can he give the right version? Can't. Why? Because he's not compatible with that science. To be able to analyze, reason, see it in perspective, he needs to have that level of compatibility. He's got no compatibility, he just knows the language. Can he arrive at the right conclusions? So exactly the same in deen, the more important thing is this association. We got that association with these elders, then we arrive at the right conclusion. And minus the association, then we do our own thing. And this is now the danger. It's a serious danger that we be with these people here. We will not say that they're infallible, they can't make mistakes, they can make mistakes. But they have seen the right people. 95% of the time they're doing the right thing. They may have one, two errors here and there. Because of the one, two errors, now we can't discount them and discredit them. Look at them, follow them, and be with them. Otherwise, you've just got the concept, and without the application, then you can go wrong. Brother Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi is a great saint and a very experienced person. Very widely traveled, seen the world, been to India, although he's a Persian, right? So he's given one illustration. I'll just end up with this. So he says that dost abayad ke gira daste dost dar paresha han. He says, who is the true friend? The true friend is the one that holds on to the friend's hand. You know? At any time, when he's in a problem, when he's in good times, but he holds on. So that's the true friend. So now, someone got the book knowledge. When he acquired the book knowledge, he saw his friend is in a fight, busting it up. So he went to hold his friend's hands. And that person is busting up more. So what happened? But no, I read that in the kitab. That the true friend is the one that holds to the hand of the friend. But now he got the concept without understanding how to apply himself. And then I said, but I read in the kitab, how do I go wrong? So the importance of this association, close our eyes and follow them. Right? I don't say they're infallible, I don't say they're anbiya, but one, two mistakes, because of one, two mistakes, not to totally discount and discredit, is wrong. And the right thing is the original tartib. So I blame our Qadi, I tell him all the time, that you guys didn't make enough of my tashkil, so the most I could go out in Jamaat about 7 days, you know. But I saw whatever I saw. That Jamaat I went with, I remember, was with that Nadir Ali Khan, right? But that I found them to be on the original tartib. And that's why I'm impressed, right? So their Jamaat, when they came in about 78, right, when I just qualified, So from about 2 o'clock in the morning, they're buzzing. Somebody's in tahajjud, somebody's Quran recitation, somebody making zukar, somebody's crying. And they're crying right till Fajr namaz. After breakfast, they're like normal people. Like they're not making, you know, too much tahajjud namaz and so much of crying. They're not carrying on like at a distinguished class. Like a normal person, they're behaving. Like. The day is not in any gapshap, any side talk, nothing, absolutely no side talk. If there is discussion, it's just around the 6 points, and strictly by the 6 points, no too much of kalguzari, just the 6 points. Then the time between Asr and Maghrib is strictly just dedicated to zikr, Quran Sharif, tilawat, or dua. There's no tea and biscuits and parties, right? No phones, absolutely no phones. The ghusl also is done, you see them dedicated, zikr, fikr, and their eyes are lowered down, not looking at that person's house, and not looking at that person's car. So that really impacted on me. And then I like to see some jamaat like that now. You see sometimes, but very occasionally, with that level of dedication, fikr, concern, on the original tartib was Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi. Allah Ta'ala take the work from strength to strength, that even in this age, there is someone to support the banner of Islam. All right, humari mehnat tooti phooti hai. We can't be at that level of sacrifice, but at least we can infuse that spirit. Not playing out with phones, the mashwara, in the istima, and getting into side talks, getting stuck up in the stuck shop, etc. Came for the work, so let us give us our heart, our souls, our time properly. That even if you're spending 40 days or 4 months, it brings a dramatic change, a whole revolution in your life. Your focus is different, your concern about the hereafter is different, your understanding has improved, you can see a notable change as he comes back. You can see there's a change in his business, his attitude, his respect for the Sharia limits, parameters, his personal, domestic life is different. You can see a total difference in the life. Allah Ta'ala accept me and all of us. What can I do? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu as-salamu ala ashrafil anbiya al-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإيمان وحبب إلينا الإسلام وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين الله تعالى accept all this effort of ours though we are not at that level that you may accept it, but just on account of your mercy, your compassion, your love for the Ummah, and your love for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us our minor and major faults, accept the work, accept every person's contribution, his effort, and his striving. Make it a means of us being constant with istiqamah right till our last day, and then that last day of ours, let it be the most beautiful of day, beautiful of days, that we are seeing the work heading on, and we have left a legacy of good work, good legacy we have left, we have seen the work progressing, and we are being ushered into your mercy with love, muhabbat, and acceptance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ تُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وآله وصحبه.